And now, from the hotel room where Fredo had cocktail waitresses two at a time, it's another thrilling hour of The Movie Show with Don Joel Gibbs.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you. What can I say? But I have selfish reasons for doing this movie show. Jeff Malta, my guest, I have to make arrangements for him to come back, and if he should be shot by a policeman or hang himself at his website, or if a bolt of cable connection should hit him, then I'm going to blame some of the people listening to this radio show. But that aside, let me say that I swear on the souls of my grandchildren
that I'm going to get to the callers online here. Look at me. I'm just floating out there. You can tell I'm passionate about movies. I'm passionate about movie talk, and I certainly am passionate about The Godfather. Hope you guys are passionate about the movie show. That's what you're listening to here with me, Joel Gibbs, on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. For the next hour, we will continue to take your calls and take your questions and comments and your passion about The Godfather. Jeff Malta, of course, is the guy who created what is regarded as the Internet's number one, has been from day one, still is, website for The Godfather, thegodfathertrilogy.com. We're going to take your calls, talk a little bit about scenes and characters and mistakes and the future of The Godfather. First, we've got a question, and we're going to get to that with Sherry on line one, listening on 1170 AM in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I love the sound of that. Where is Broken Arrow, Sherry? What's it near that I might know?
It's just a little bit south and east of Tulsa.
All right. I've never been there, but is The Godfather playing anywhere that we might be able to, you know, check? I guess not. Maybe in your den. How much do you love The Godfather, Sherry?
Actually, I've never seen it.
You've never seen The Godfather?
No, I've never seen it.
What are you doing with your life, Sherry? Stop doing laundry. Don't eat any more meals. Never take a shower again. You've got to watch The Godfather. Why haven't you seen this movie when everybody else in the world has?
Well, I teach voice and piano in Bixby, Oklahoma, which isn't too far from here. And I work until like 8 o'clock at night.
Do you ever teach your students the theme from The Godfather? It's a beautiful little piano piece.
No, I haven't. I'll have to look into that.
Well, there's a suggestion. Anyway, the question, Sherry, is there is a food referred to dozens of times in all three movies. It's referenced, it's eaten, it's held, it's pictured, and it always seems to suggest the imminence of something bad to happen. What is this food, Sherry?
Oh, I totally guessed. I said popcorn.
Popcorn! That is one of the more insane answers I've heard, Sherry, I have to tell you. And obviously indicative of somebody who has never seen The Godfather. Sherry, you know what your homework assignment is, don't you?
To watch The Godfather.
Right. And will you trust your movie talk Godfather that I really believe you're going to enjoy it? It's not just a film for guys, even though guys watch it like little puppies eat food until you take it away. You have to trust me. Sherry, thank you so much for the call. And, you know, I hope she does teach her students the theme for The Godfather. It's a beautiful piece. Let's go to line two, where Beth is listening in Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Beth. Welcome to the movie show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Okay. You know, this is really, again, Jeff, nice to see that we've got a lot of ladies calling in today. I'm assuming, hoping you have seen The Godfather.
Oh, I hope so. Jeff would kick me off his website.
Oh, okay. So there's somebody else that has been involved and seen Jeff's website, thegodfathertrilogy.com. How conservatively, really realistically, how many times mm-hmm. do you think you've seen these three films?
One or two, about six. Number three, just once.
Just once. Why have you? Why do you not go back to Godfather 3?
Does it put you in a crabby mood?
I can't say it on the air. But,
so
I love you, cuz.
If you've only seen Godfather 3 one time and the others, like you say, six, it does suggest that you've got a problem with the third film. What is it?
It just stinks.
Oh, ouch.
Now, Jeff, let me ask you this question while Beth is here on the line with us, okay? We know, I think it's common knowledge, everybody will agree, that Godfather 3 does not measure up to 1 and 2. But does Godfather 3 stink?
I don't think so. I don't know what Bethy is talking about over here.
Why doesn't it, aside from the fact that people...
I just can't follow the movie.
It is very complicated. And, you know, the first... You can't watch it just once and understand the whole thing. I haven't seen it all that many times either, maybe a dozen times.
Only a dozen. That's still a lot of times, Jeff.
And I'm still figuring it out, you know? I still am. So,
the banking at the Vatican and the whole thing. And it kind of mirrors a lot of real-life events that happened.
Yeah, a lot of that
is based on
real life.
In the late 70s. But, you know, to put it in word, as Beth would do, it stinks!
I disagree, but okay.
Well, what about you, Beth? Between the first two films, which you've seen enough to qualify you for this question, what is one scene that you can't take your eyes off of? What do you love? What moment?
Probably just the whole ending of number one with the whole baptism and all the killing of other dons. You know, it just puts it all together and suggests, you know, it's just that's the way it is.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, the whole mafia family. Everybody just gets whacked.
Well, that's pretty much what Jeff said when I asked him the same question.
Cheater.
And Beth. Yo, I'm sorry, Jeff. What were you going to say?
I said she's a cheater.
Yeah, I guess she is. Now, Beth, I will be very, very disappointed. And by the way, we've got Tiff, who's waiting on line 5. Tiff, I want you to stay right there. He's listening in California. Beth, I'll be very disappointed in you if you don't know the answer to this. And Tiff, don't hang up because I have a feeling he knows the answer, too. Beth, the food that is eaten, held, referred to, and is generally a signal of tragedy or death to come, what is this food in the Godfather movies?
Oranges.
There you go. That's right. There's a fruit basket with oranges in front of Sonny's wife when she's measuring his, we'll move on to this, bowl of oranges in front of Jack Waltz. We know what happens to his horse. And, of course, this is according to Jeff Sy. There are oranges. Exactly. Right. Yeah. And, you know, he's buying oranges across the street before he's murdered, before he's shot, I should say, when Fredo utters those immortal words of tremendous help to his father. Listen, I got a feeling that you and I could probably do Godfather karaoke pretty well. That's what I think. Hey, Beth, you are delightful to have with us as a guest.
Thank you.
And I want you to hold on because we are going to send you a Blockbuster coupon for a free DVD rental. And maybe you want to rent Godfather 3 with it and give it one more shot. Because otherwise, Godfather 3, what?
I got the trilogy, so I don't need it. Okay. Where's my car?
All right, Beth, you hold on there. Eric's going to take your information, and Tiff, calling from California, you stay right there. We'll get to you in a moment. Oranges, what's the explanation for that? What's behind that? Why did they choose that, Jeff?
Well, originally, I think they said, well, no, they didn't really know that there was a theme behind it or any type of... They just kept using it because it looked good in the dark places and against black. But, you know... Obviously, that's not all it is, because it really does seem to forebode something like bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
And
even watching 3 last night, when he has like sort of the diabetic problem in the garden with the soon to be Pope, he has to drink down
orange juice. But I was listening to the commentary on part 3 recently, and Coppola actually said, "Well, we eventually realized that it did forebode some bad things, so then eventually we just."
Started doing it consciously. But the suggestion being that he did it really unconsciously or subconsciously.
In the beginning.
Before that. That's one interesting little circumstance for sure. Joel Gibbs, this is the movie show on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Do you want to pour out your passion for The Godfather? Give us a call right now. 888-98-CRITIC. 888-98-CRITIC. We are bonding with Godfather freaks everywhere. We'll be back after this.
Michael. Are you sitting high up in the Sierra Mountains and you're drinking, what's he drinking?
Champagne.
Champagne cocktail.